Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hanging in, how are you feeling? A little depressed? Or nah, you're still pumped up. They can't get you down. I'll tell you what, if you just take 10 minutes and listen to a couple of the top headlines, the FCC wants to put their hands on our websites and tread on them and alter them, supposedly down the line because of net neutrality. We've talked about that once that kicked in, the dangers of where that power could go, if you think about it, and the monopoly perhaps somebody could have, what a mess it'll be when that day comes, and trying to set up rules and regulations, the thought of it is nauseating. What's even worse, though, is the sad end of a life that should never have happened. Once again, are the police targets in New York, a 25-year-old in an unmarked car who his whole life just wanted to be a police officer and was policing off-duty, was shot in the head and later died. Shot in the head. Somebody decided that they needed to make a point. And you know what we could do with that somebody? I think there isn't enough to comfort the family in any appropriate way. I mean, there isn't. In Baltimore, no riots right now. Just waiting to see what other things are going to happen in that city. But for now, it's quelled. So that's good, right? Quell it. We don't want to see any more pictures of Baltimore being ripped in half, but this is on the heels of heading into the weekend. The officers who were charged in the death of Freddie Gray. So was this the prosecutor's MO? This is what the police union maintains, and this is what they're going to fight, saying that these charges are ridiculous, that the police are being persecuted because of Freddie Gray's death being ruled a homicide. You know what's really strange? They have a website called Mugshots, and it's all the people's, you know, mugshots, usually super famous people. And on the BET website, all six police officers' mugshots were there. It had to be odd to see the camera flip on them. The six officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray have been released. But the identities of the people whose alleged brutality has led to all this uprising and the marches and all that other sort of stuff now is completely out there. Completely out there. State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby announced Friday morning her office intended to pursue criminal charges against all six in connection to Gray's arrest and death from a severed spinal cord while in police custody. So the medical examiners called it. That's why BET has that on the front of their website. The mugshots of the six officers, three white, by the way, and three black. Grim is listening to us. Grim, thanks for hanging through. You get the first crack this hour.
Hey, Kate, do you have problems when you walk by an MRI about it, you know, pulling you to it?
No, I don't. Do you?
I tell you, with Ebola and tornadoes, you know that front up there? I call that
crazy.
Yeah, I call that a land ho hurricane.
Land ho.
Yeah, well, it twists around like a hurricane.
I like it.
Yeah, all week last week it's just going left and right north of you. And
nutty.
And now they're shooting. I tell you, you're a magnet, aren't you, girl?
It's me. Texas, they're going to chase me out of Texas if it continues.
Oh, I tell you, it you hear a lot of good, and then all the, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of good going on with the Boston thing and everything, but people just got to tear stuff down, don't they?
They do, and I don't understand it. I don't. I mean, everybody feels that sense of rage at some point in your life, but to be pushed to that brink, and it's not about that. It's about wilding. It's about the purge. Let's go do this. And it's young people. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I can see where they may think they don't have a future. I can see, you know, I mean, you know, with the way things are going. But I'm here to tell you, my father went through a recession, and you talk about bad luck. We lost everything in a flood, went through three hurricanes. Nixon shut down the aerospace program.
Wow.
I can keep on going where, you know, my dad picked up his bootstraps and just kept on trudging. And
that's what you have to do.
Yeah, yeah. And these kids don't understand. There is a future. It's a matter of how bad your future can be and you make it, or how good you want it to be. You know? But, you know.
Grim, here's the thing. My favorite, Thoreau said, live the life you imagine. How is it that people, you just gave the example of your father, who have two nickels to rub together, somehow find a way to get it done?
Oh, yeah. And here's the reward, is the achievement.
Right.
Not the other stuff. It's just a basic achievement. That's the real reward.
Exactly.
Because when you go there, you're going to even get rewarded better. You know, after your first death and your second life, you're going to be rewarded even better if you go this route. And it just seems like everybody wants to make it harder.
I agree. I don't understand.
Even between the religions, I can't understand the religions. Because, come on, the Islamic religion is supposed to be peaceful, isn't it?
Yeah.
They claim it to be.
Yeah.
They claim that Allah says not to kill or take life. You know, I mean, oh boy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, and it just dovetails onto what we saw in Texas over the weekend. Grim, thanks for the call. The traffic cop who acted so quickly was the best thing that could have happened for those people in that community center who were listening to a guy who was on the Al-Qaeda hit list. And they were definitely targeted. The two guys came all the way from Arizona. Hang with us. We're kicking the ball to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Justin Danoff in our virtual green room right now, and I'll tell you what, he's like Superman, right? Taking on anyone and everyone, all for a good reason, meaning some of these companies with some of the things that are happening. It's the years that we've talked to Justin, and recently he was at the Coca-Cola shareholders meeting and was doing the questioning thing. He was in attendance there, and for very good reason, because now what we're seeing with the GMOs, and the National Center for Public Policy Research is pushing Coca-Cola to conduct public education about the safety of GMOs, and there's a lot of confusion over that. Some people don't even know what is GMO. So Justin Danoff joins us now. Justin, thanks for coming on the show, and tell us about GMOs and why we should be so concerned about that.
Yeah, sure. So thanks for having me on, Kate. Well, GMOs are genetically modified organisms is what it stands for. And essentially it is the latest technology, but it's been around for, the better part of almost three decades now regarding the food that we eat. It is the science is a little bit involved, but it eventually is taking a species of food and enhancing it in one way or another. So to protect against blight, very often to protect against disease, to protect against certain attacks on crop yield. And these GMOs can also be used to increase the nutrition in food and to increase the sustainability of food. And what I mean by that is crops can be raised with less water on less land and have a more bountiful harvest with the introduction of genetically modified food. And modifying food has been going on for thousands of years. You know, there was no such thing as corn thousands of years ago. Corn, of course, was a crossbreeding of different strands of wheat. And so what we have is a big kind of miseducation campaign, if you want to call it that, from some extreme activists. Dr. Oz is one of them. The food babe, Vanni Hari, who's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers on Facebook and Twitter, have been leading this campaign to demonize GMOs and any company that would ever use them in their products. And they are in, you know, nearly everything you eat has some sort of GMOs, especially if it's a processed food that comes from a corn or products such as that. And every health body in the world that has studied them have determined that they've been safe. We've been eating trillions of meals of these, like I said, for decades. But as it stands, over 90% of the American public at least somewhat fears GMOs. And it's completely irrational. and so part of what we've been doing at the National Center is telling corporate America, hey, you guys are the face of what we eat and drink. And if the government is not going to do its job and educate the American people about GMOs, you know, the farmers are the backbones. They're, you know, they're bringing these ingredients to us. But Coca-Cola, you're the face. You know, McDonald's, you're the face of what we eat in this country. And I've gone to grocery chain stores and said the same thing. You know, you sell these products to folks. You have to do a lot more in this arena to educate the American public. And wherever I've gone to shareholder meetings, you know, it's been very, very interesting. I was at Safeway shareholder meeting and General Mills shareholder meeting last year, for example, where there was resolutions on the proxy statement submitted by some of these anti-GMO activists that would have mandated that these companies label all of their products with GMOs. And when I, you know, explained what the proposal was all about, explained that how anti-scientific it was, these proposals were shot down by nearly the same margin as those in the public that say they want GMO labeling. And I think that that's very telling, that when you add a little bit of education into the fear-mongering that's going on, you can almost reverse entirely the public opinion, because facts can and do trump fear when the two are side by side. So that's kind of the issue that we brought to the Coca-Cola's meeting, is that you've really got to do more to step up and explain these. And because it's a humanitarian issue, like I said, you know, as the world's population continues to grow, the world isn't getting any bigger, but we have more mouths to feed. And in the developing world especially, GMOs pose a huge promise to combat malnutrition. And that's, you know, the other thing I was saying earlier is certain strands of whether it be corn or rice can actually be infused with increased vitamins. So for that same bowl of rice, which is the only meal some people have all day in this country, you can infuse things like vitamin A in there and vitamin C and bring health benefits to the developing world in that regard.
Yeah, wow. And so the reaction had to be pretty interesting at Coca-Cola. What was their reaction?
Well, they were very positive, you know, because right now what's going on across the country is a game of legal whack-a-mole that gets very expensive. You know, you've got a proposition in Oregon that pops up on a, you know, on a ballot that says let's mandate GMO labeling in our state. Then you've got the state senate in Vermont passing a law that now Coca-Cola and the food and beverage industry are going to have to take to court because, of course, the state of Vermont doesn't have the legal authority to mandate GMO labeling in the state, but their state senate passed the law anyway. And so all of this is wholly and entirely unnecessary, but it's what's happening, and it's expensive. And if the companies, you know, Coca-Cola is perhaps the most recognizable brand in the world. if they use that brand to, as a launching point to educate consumers, they wouldn't have to play this expensive game of legal whack-a-mole and go around the country filing lawsuits against states and organizations that bring up these ballot initiatives, proposals, and the like. And so I think that the idea of going on offense rather than playing defense did appeal to the CEO, Muhtar Kent, who really seemed to take the message to heart.
Well, so that's great. Sometimes when you go to these things, and of course, as I mentioned at the top, taking on companies for different reasons and holding their feet to the fire is what I'll call it. And so in this case, that's great that he was embracing it, right? So you may see some action.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I often hold companies' feet to the fire, but in this instance, you know, they've just not done enough on a big, important public policy issue. Corporate America, as you and I have discussed many times over, is often very, very tepid to take action. But this tepidness, you know, much of Europe already bans GMOs, and that move could very well come to the United States of America. And like I said, that there is a moral component to the promise of GMOs that holds a large promise for the developing world. So not only does Coca-Cola have a bottom line that they should be looking at, because if their products that contain GMOs start getting banned, goodness, the cost of Coca-Cola and the cost of, you know, their entire line of products could very well increase. So there's a business motivation, but there's also a moral obligation, in my opinion, for these companies to kind of turn it around, because if we're just going to rely on the government to educate the folks out there, you know, to say, I don't trust government to do very much. And in this arena, they clearly failed the American people.
Yeah, and obviously if there's more people like you that are doing that kind of stuff where you're out there and you're questioning it, then there's more of a chance in putting a spotlight on it that we'll see some sort of a change.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that some folks are starting to, you know, open their eyes up to it. Like I said, you know, when I was at the Safeway and the General Mills shareholder meeting last year, I had a lot of shareholders come up because they too were just generally very confused about the issue, but explaining it to the investors had a significant impact. And like I said, the complete reverse from public opinion polling on the issue. And so that message can and should spread. And I thank you for letting me come on tonight and do that.
Yeah, excellent. So who do you take on next? What's next for you? I always think of you as having a go bag, and you're ready to go at a moment's notice.
there's a good chance I'll be at the Marriott shareholder meeting this Friday to talk about a very interesting Liberty issue, and we'll just leave it at that for now.
Oh, so you've intrigued us. We'll see if the listeners can figure out what that is. I love that. All right, Justin Danhoff, as always. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Okay,
you too. Bye-bye.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Throw in on the Republican side of things, but it's poll after poll after poll after poll. Who can beat Hillary? Who wants to beat Hillary? There are a lot of people that want to beat Hillary, and there are people that want to support Hillary. But it's a question of what happens next when it comes to scandals and whatnot, because that certainly has taken its toll on the Clintons, while Jeb Bush silently stands in the background waiting for his chance to jump into the fray and still has the edge when it comes to raising money, and still, even though he's not officially in the race, is constantly mentioned as second to Hillary Clinton, as somebody who could be a definite challenger when it comes to the Republican Party. Definitely the odds on favorite. I said that to somebody today. Well, there's no question. Look at the numbers. And they said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There are 15 better candidates, but I like Jeb. Everybody always puts that qualifier on, but I like Jeb, but not to run for president. Here's what the numbers say. The Wall Street Journal NBC poll shows that Hillary Clinton's favorability has taken a massive hit. It is pretty massive. because the new survey showed that the negative view of the Democratic presidential candidate has increased to 42% from 36% in a survey last month. That's pretty significant. If I were her campaign manager, I would not be psyched about that. You got to think about this. The focus on the controversy, the use of the private email server while she was Secretary of State, also that she and her husband, the former Prez, Bill Clinton, allowed the Clinton Foundation to take money from foreign governments and donations. So it's been a wild couple of months, and it's starting to creep into the polls. So if I'm the Republican candidates, I'm fanning the flames. The polls show that Jeb Bush is still on top of the Republican candidates. He hasn't even officially declared. He has 23% support. Behind him, Marco Rubio. And then it goes on from there. Isn't that interesting? So, across the board, Hillary Clinton still leads everybody else. But that number is shrinking. Her numbers, her overall numbers, are shrinking, and that's due to the things that happened with the email and what I mentioned. So they're looking for dirt. That's part of the process. They're looking for more, because it works. It works as far as pulling down her numbers, and the numbers are the things that whenever they're doing there's a reason why they do the polls. In fact, there's a great show I watch, and it's called Julie Louise Dreyfus is the star, and she's the president. It's called Veep, and it's of course over the top, satirical, all that. And in the show, they always talk about, don't run a poll on this, don't do a poll here, because they don't want to know. Run a poll on this. They need to know the polling numbers. How popular is she? What can she do? How can she pull those numbers up? So you think 25%. 25%. It's mind-boggling, isn't it? The primaries are going to be really interesting. And whatever, no matter what, unless some other huge scandal comes out, whatever Democrat jumps in to make it more interesting, do you think they get like some kind of a deal? Hey, if you just do this one favor for us, because who wants to go and raise money when you know you're not going to be the candidate? Even if you love the process, what could you possibly do to be the person that's chosen versus Hillary Clinton? But going unopposed, it seems kind of wild, too. So she has the edge, but her favorability slipped off. So her chances of hearing hail to the chief when she enters a room, they're starting to shrink. Even if she is the only one standing for the Democrats. The Republicans have an edge here now. If they're going to take advantage, this is the time that they could take advantage right this second. Otherwise, she's got a wide open lane. The Republicans, if they don't come out in some subtle ways, well, they're never subtle, but most of them come out swinging in certain ways. I guess, like I said, fanning the flames of what's happened and the testimony they could hear and all of that. You know, crazy when you think of how far away we are from another election. But you have Ben Carson, who is became a conservative star, who is seeking the Republican presidential nomination too. He's never run for public office. He's the only probably high profile Black man on the Republican side to enter the race. He's liked in a lot of ways, but can a guy who has no political background win the highest office in the land? And that question is shakier. Then you have Carly Fiorina, who said, yes, I am running for president. So they now have a woman. She's the former Hewlett-Packard CEO. Most people know her for that. She's the only female on the Republican side of things, but she says she thinks she's the best person for the job because she understands how the economy actually works. And she understands the world, who's in it, how the world works. She announced that she was running on Good Morning America. So probably in the next 3 to 6 weeks, we'll see the number of Republicans running at least double. A total of about maybe 20 are thinking about running. However, with Fiorina, you got to remember, she ran a campaign to get the seat of Barbara Boxer, and that didn't work. She ran the campaign to snag that seat, and it did not happen. So can she gain any traction? Or not? Over the people that are all in that category, she might be able to get a sampling, but she's never going to jump over unless she's completely comes up with some radical, crazy, transparent, unbelievable thing that I can't even think of. If that happens, we'll know. But so far, I don't think so. I mean, someone needs to wow, needs to really blow people away, wow them with some incredible message, way of delivering it, something that makes she say the word wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Where'd she come up with that? So the same old, stopping, smashing Clinton, whatever, that's not going to work. It would have to be some incredible personality. It has to be. All right, by now you know that everyone's going after Pam Geller. Why are they going after Pam Geller? Do you recognize that name? Because she's saying that Islamics should have the right to celebrate their lives and the Prophet Muhammad and whatever it is they want to do. So she's with the American Freedom Defense Initiative. She's the president. She's been all over the news lately. She's been defending a cartoon contest and an art exhibit held for depictions of the Prophet Muhammad as being held in defense of free speech. Donald Trump said it looked to him like she's just taunting everyone. That she's just taunting them and daring them, basically. Oof. Donald Trump said, as he went on in that, to talk about that. He said he calls the violence disgusting and what are they doing drawing Muhammad? Isn't there something else they can draw? They can't do something else? They have to be in the middle of Texas and on Muhammad? So he was saying, why would she organize that kind of event? Why would she take that kind of risk? What would be the reason? Maybe because the organizations had to spend, you know, organizers of this contest had to spend, they say, about $50,000 for security for the event, which featured Geert Wilders, and that's why they had so much security. He's a polarizing Dutch politician, a heavy anti-Islamic campaigner who's absolutely on the Al-Qaeda hit list. And they say they don't believe he was targeted, but instead the attack was on freedom of speech. Nice idea, but I don't know that I agree with that. And, of course, Geller says she criticized only Muslims who kill over their beliefs and that she is anti-jihad. She said, I'm a Sharia. By saying I paint with a broad brush, she said that's what needs to happen in her religion. Making that final turn, what will be behind the next door? Stay with us.
Hi. Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Oy vey. Before we skedaddle across the finish line for this hour of America Tonight, pretty interesting story that I came across in, you know, just looking for the unusual things that are happening, and there's always unusual things happening both here at home and around the world. And I saw this video of this kiss between a man and a woman, and a Tennessee woman who ran the marathon is looking for the man she kissed on a dare. Barbara Tattage says her daughter Paige dared her to kiss a random good-looking man and take a photo of it as she ran her first Boston Marathon. And guess what? She did it. About halfway through the race, this 55-year-old woman did it. She said the kiss gave her wings on her shoes for the rest of the race. Her daughter, who is a grad student at Arizona State University, is trying to find the guy because he left an impression on her. It says, the daughter says she was really taken with now social media all of a sudden, and she's been making appeals in Boston, and the response has been pretty great. I love it. How wild is that? And she just randomly picked somebody and went up to them. That's chutzpah. That's super, super chutzpah to go up to a complete stranger and just plant one on them and just wait and see what happens. See if you can find him again. But who knows? I mean, this guy be married? Could be, you know, a million other things. Right? You're going to love this story. This story has another odd appeal, I think. And I can remember a couple of months talking about this, a similar thing. But five U.S. planes, including a Southwest 737 and an Atlas Air Boeing 747 cargo plane, landed at the wrong airport. Oh, man. That's a problem. Are we at the right airport? No injuries were reported, so that's good. But it happened from July 2012 to November 2014. This is statistics from the National Transportation Safety Board. And they say that the FAA should require controllers to withhold landing clearance until a plane has passed all airports that could be confused with its destination. And there should be changes to the altitude warning software to ensure that they don't descend toward the wrong airport. Boy, that could be a serious nightmare. I mean, serious. Oof. But what's that like when you're a passenger in the plane and you realize, man, we're not at the right airport? It would be discombobulating, to say the least. We're not at the right airport. We're not even the same zip code. What's wrong with us? What happened? What happened, finally and sadly, is that the cause of death for Dave Goldberg, the CEO of something called SurveyMonkey that's wildly popular, died of, they say, severe head trauma in an exercise freak accident in a Mexican resort town. So Goldberg, who's the husband of Sheryl Sandberg, was found lying next to the treadmill on Friday. Oh. At a resort near Puerto Vallarta. They say he left his room at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the family went to look for him, and when he didn't return, he was found at about 6:30 in a gym by a treadmill in a pool of blood with a blow to the lower back of his head. He had slipped from the treadmill and hit the machine. Probably he was, I mean, who knows, but he could have been super tired. And that's what it was. That was the cause of death. It happened at the Four Seasons Punta Mita, and her, you know, unfortunately, the family went looking for him, and that's what they found. Wow. I guess because they didn't say anything right away, so the speculation was maybe he had some cancer that nobody heard of, that they were keeping super quiet, not that they were at a resort place, and he was on a treadmill and flew off the treadmill. And that's what happened. Crazy. I mean, it's crazy. I knew a guy one time It's not to share morbidly sad stories, but I knew a guy one time in California who was this workout fiend. I mean, never missed a workout. And he was absolutely the best, in the best shape of anybody, certainly anyone we hung out with, but other people too. You started to look around and say, wow, it's unbelievable how fit he is. And then one day he was on the treadmill and he was pounding it. He was competitive and he was really turning on the gas and running, and did it so much so that he had a heart attack. And he was 28 years old. Whew. 28 and a heart attack. How much of the, you know, how much was attributed to the work he was doing? They don't know for sure, but said it could have added to the stress. Let's put it that way. Are you shocked to learn that Afghan talks, now they have an agreement on reopening the Taliban political office? This is inevitably what we knew would happen. So you had representatives at they always have preliminary talks to talks. The preliminary talks saying they want to end Afghanistan's war, but they've angered the Taliban insurgents. Should they open a political office for negotiations, right? But they're saying there's disagreement over some of the details, the fine details of it. And they're moving a step closer to a peace process that proved, they say, very elusive during a war that has killed tens of thousands of Afghans since the Taliban were driven from power in 2001. And that, of course, was by a military operation. But with the Taliban having a presence, it kind of makes sense that they're going to try to negotiate with the Taliban. But where some of the report came from and the information, it's interesting. They're kind of keeping that quiet. But a statement that shows by at least 40 delegates to a non-official meeting bringing together Taliban, Afghan government, and UN reps. That would be interesting to hear, you know, hear what they say in that room. Because how are you negotiating that? Hey, thanks, United States, but now we have these problems again. So here's what we're thinking of doing. Was it bad the way we had it? Other than adding a few things? Like everyone in between who needs coverage? I think it could get incredibly confusing. I'm not confused. 24/7, baby. Do it. We are open. If you want to vent, you can vent. AmericaTonight.net. Yo, yo. Thanks for listening. Make it count, everyone.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237.
When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.